afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, May 6, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And there are many ways you can donate. Of course, you can just go to our RBN website donate page and use PayPal. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Right now, with every $100 donation, you can get your free gift choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice or an RBN coffee mug while supplies last. So get while the getting's good. I do have my Thursday regular weekly co-host, co-host here with me today, a Dutch citizen residing in France, Mr. Wilhelm Velderhof. Hello, Wilhelm.
Hello, Richard. Hello, RBN and listeners. Happy to be back in this rare bubble of sanity.
Yes. It's quite refreshing compared to what we're usually dealing with in the world today. RBN is a haven for sanity.
Yes, it is. It's a beacon. It's very important that it's continuing. Otherwise, I lose my sanity.
Yes. Yeah, and hope. You know, RBN gives people hope that we can continue to have a world that is actually for the benefit of the people rather than an oppressive society working against us. I mean, I saw a really great article that was talking about Huxley, Aldous Huxley, and also George Orwell. It was over at the website Blacklisted News. And they entitled the article, this just came out today, actually. They entitled the article, Aldous Huxley Foresaw Our Despots, Fauci, Gates, and the Vaccine Crusaders. And it goes on here to start with, in 1949, sometime after the publication of George Orwell's 1984, Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World, written in 1931, who was then living in California, wrote to Orwell, and Huxley had briefly taught French to Orwell as a student in high school at Eton. Yes, interesting. So Huxley generally praises Orwell's novel, which to many seemed very similar to Brave New World in its dystopian view of a possible future. Huxley politely voices his opinion that his own version of what might come to pass would be truer than Orwell's. Huxley observed that the philosophy of the ruling minority in 1984 is sadism, whereas his own version is more likely that controlling an ignorant and unsuspecting public would be less arduous, less wasteful by other means. Huxley's masses are seduced by a mind-numbing drug, Orwell's with sadism and fear. The most powerful quote in Huxley's letter to Orwell is this: "Within the next generation, I believe that the world's rulers will discover that infant conditioning and narco-hypnosis are more efficient as instruments of government than clubs and prisons, and that the lust for power can be just as completely satisfied by suggesting people into loving their servitude as by flogging and kicking them into obedience. And could Huxley have more insight than that? You know, I mean, what do we see around us? Masses of people dependent on drugs, legal and illegal. The majority of advertisements that air on television seem to be for prescription drugs, well, at least here in the U.S. I know you have better rules for that overseas where you are, Willem. And some of them miraculous, but some of them unnecessary. I would even question if some of these are miraculous. You know? I mean, you know, when Bill Gates refers to, even before they had this ready, and he said, well, you know, we're not going to be able to go back to normal until we have this amazing vaccine. And, but anyway, getting back to the... then comes COVID, a quite possibly weaponized virus from the Fauci-funded, with taxpayer dollars, a lab in Wuhan, China, the powers that be tragically deferred to the malevolent Fauci, who had long been hoping for such an opportunity. Suddenly, there was an opportunity to test the mRNA vaccines that had been in the works for nearly 20 years. They could be authorized as an emergency measure, but were still highly experimental. These jabs are not really vaccines at all, but a form of gene therapy. They are potential disastrous consequences down the road. Government experiments on the public are nothing new. Since there have been no actual long-term trials, no one who contributed to this mass drug experiment knows what the long-term consequences might be. There have been countless adverse injuries and deaths already from which the government-funded vaccine producers will suffer no liability. With each passing day, new side effects have begun to appear. Blood clots, seizures, heart failure. As new adverse reactions become known despite the censorship employed by most media outlets, the more the Biden administration is pushing the vaccine, urging private corporations to make it mandatory for all employees. Colleges are making them mandatory for all students returning to campus. The left media are advocating the shunning of the unvaccinated. The self-appointed virtue-signaling Democrats are furious at anyone and everyone who declines the jab. Why? If they are protected, why do they care? That is the question. Same goes for the ridiculous mask requirements. They protect no one but for those in operating rooms with their insides exposed. Yet even the vaccinated are supposed to wear them? Months ago, herd immunity was near. Now Fauci and the CDC say it will never be achieved. Now the Pfizer shot will necessitate yearly booster shots. Pfizer expects to make $21 billion this year from its COVID vaccine. Anyone who thinks this isn't about money is a fool. And it goes on a bit more there. Of course, I'd say money is only one of the motivations. And now they want to profit off the children who have even lower chance of any danger from COVID. So I don't know. What did you think of at least that first portion of the article there, Willem?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, an interesting mix of the two. You would think, if you see society now, that is more turning to Huxley's Brave New World with the rise of the happy slave, the people who love their servitude. It's what you see around. People are euphoric about the vaccine. They are almost euphoric to obey and to wear the mask and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's a satanic, driven by a satanic ideology. That's very crucial as well. Most people operate from a satanic ideology. Their thought processes is driven by a satanic operating system. By definition, most people think with Satanism it has to do with rituals and offering of animals, children, all that stuff. That's a part of it, but first and foremost, it's an ideology of the self and the four main pillars of Satanism, the ideology of Satanism, the first pillar, main pillar, is ego preservation. So anything is allowed to preserve the interest, the self-serving interest of the ego. Everything is allowed. If you have to walk over others, it doesn't matter as long as the ego interests are preserved. That's the main first pillar of Satanism. And the second pillar, main pillar of Satanism, is moral relativism. So that it's me who decides what's right and wrong. You know, no objective truth. It's you can do as thou wilt. So these are the two first main pillars. And if you look around, what you just mentioned, that the vaccinated are getting angry at the non-vaccinated people, because for most people, I just spoke with a very good friend of mine in Holland. I know him for years, and I sent him information, not overload, but he called me today and he said, I'm thinking about taking this vaccine. What do you think about it? Well, I was sort of flabbergasted in a certain way. I mean, his girlfriend is going to take it. Most of his friends, he says, most people take it, and I want to go on holidays. I was like, do you hear what you're saying here? And then, but this is the reason for most people to obey is to go back to their normal, to preserve their self-serving comfort zone bubble, the me, and it's about the me, the holidays, the consuming, the restaurant, my convenience, all that stuff. That's the reason for people to take the vaccine. Nothing of the kind. They don't think about common sense. I mean, why should everybody need the vaccine if it works so well? Well, it works very well. If everybody needs to have it, otherwise it doesn't work. It's not so well, but there's no place for reason. So you see that for the past decades, of course, with the selfie culture, this narcissism, people posting things about themselves and plates of food. So they are already operating. If you have the definition of Satanism and you present it, they don't mind, actually. They think it's fully okay that it's about me. And they don't think that there is objective truth. It's really about me. I can decide what's right and wrong. So it's an interesting mix, Huxley, and which is said Orwell, how they present the future totalitarian nightmare, which we are now clearly in, I think, well in, but the start of it. And I think we're going to see weird things, but people don't, they only relate their choices, their decision-making process based on how can it serve me, how can I continue to have my job or my all these things, which is not a judgment, but it's a the preservation of the me is a very satanic dynamic, that ego serving thing. And they get really more division of people who don't go, because they are of course the guilty ones who prevent them going back to normal, which there is no normal. It was already abnormal, but and now this what the information which is coming out now is these vaccines with the shedding and all this stuff which can be contagious, and all that mRNA technology, same with the GMO crops, what Rappaport wrote about, very interesting, with the GMO crops which are spreading over, just they are blown over to other fields, to organic fields, and then they are being contaminated with this GMO stuff, and they pick it up, and then they are also then sued because they didn't have these patents or paid for it. But it's sort of the same. So I think we're gonna see very weird things the coming months, but then still they won't make a relation with the vaccine. Of course they will blame this on the unvaccinated, so the zombie apocalypse will manifest in more insane dimensions and forms, I think we can expect. And of course that's then a new wave, like what they now do in India and the other countries. They need, because if every country was red, you know, if they need different areas with more contagious, more dangerous variants, otherwise they could stop testing. Makes no use. If it's everywhere, you don't need to test, then the whole testing thing falls away. But it's interesting, Huxley's take and Orwell's takes, and what you see rising here today. And there's also no immigration thing in it. That's what I also saw in Orwell's 1984, that the aspect of mass immigration and the intermixing in society, that these problems, it's only about the totalitarian character of the system, Ingsoc. But it's fascinating, yeah.
Yes. And these treatments. You know, they're being completely repressed, lied about, claiming they're dangerous. This piece mentions that a bit as well in here. It's all about the money, at least for some who are pushing these shots, or at least it's all about wanting everyone to get these DNA alterations and on that treadmill for life. Fauci, Gates, and others so determined where they were convincing the public that HCQ and ivermectin, both of which are effective prophylactically and as treatment, were not only useless but dangerous, they were claiming. And there's no basis for that whatsoever. Both of those drugs are tried, true, and inexpensive. Most of those, many of those thousands of New York nursing home fatalities might have been prevented if using one or both of those drugs. And those deaths, of course, are on the hands of Cuomo and his like-minded tyrants. Months ago, Fauci and others agreed children were at little or no risk of getting COVID, of transmitting it, least of all dying from it. Now Fauci is demanding all teens be vaccinated by the end of the year. Why? They are no more in danger of contracting it now than they were a year ago. Why are parents around this country not standing up to prevent their kids from being guinea pigs in this monstrous medical experiment? And now they want to experiment on infants, as I had mentioned. And there was another good quote here. Huxley wrote, Aldous Huxley, "The surest way to work up a crusade in favor of some good cause is to promise people they will have a chance to, they will have a chance of maltreating someone. To be able to destroy with good conscience, to be able to behave badly and call your bad behavior, quote-unquote, righteous indignation. This is the height of psychological luxury, the most delicious of moral treats," Huxley stated. That is very interesting as well, because, yes, there's the virtue signaling. Like you were mentioning, it plays a large part in the manipulation to get others to enforce some of the masses to enforce your rules on the rest. I would go on to add, you know, perhaps this explains, the article states, the left's hysterical impulse to force these untested shots on those of us who have made the decision to go without it. If they've decided that it is the thing to do, then all of us must submit to their whims. If we decide otherwise, it gives them a righteous right to smear all of us whom they already deplore. As C.J. Hopkins has written, the left means to criminalize dissent. Those of us who are vaccine resistant are soon to be outcasts, deprived of jobs and entry into everyday business. And, of course, Tal Zaks, Moderna's chief medical officer, let's remember, he said, these new vaccines are hacking the software of life. But now vaccine promoters are claiming he never said this, even though he did. And then Bill Gates, he called the operating system, or he called the vaccines, rather, an operating system, to the horror of those promoting it. So it's clear, you know, that these people, they don't care what we want. But I'd love to hear your feedback to that. After the break, we'll stick around, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an engine cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. And that was a nice music excerpt, a bit relaxing to try to help maintain our calm in these rough waters we're dealing with. That was Mr. Brian Eno. Excellent musician on an album he did with Mr. John Cale. But there's another little quote here, Huxley again, wanted to fit in. There will be, in the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies, so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it. And I certainly find that statement a little earlier in the piece very spot on, you know, regarding the masses who are indoctrinated, Wilhelm. If they've decided that it is the thing to do, then all of us must submit to their whims, right?
Yeah, exactly. The sooner they give away all their rights and freedoms, they think the more they do that, the sooner they get it back. That's really the mindset of a lot of people. They think that they go back to normal. That's clearly the mindset of somebody without any historical notion, which is on part of the dumbing down process. So it's an engineered, this whole happy slave on all levels is an engineered product in an open air free range prison, which was free range, is now less free range with the lockdowns, of course. But it also ties back to the root cause of the problems. One of the root causes is the belief in authority, most people still believe in authority, whether it's in Biden or Trump or any authority who they don't know personally, but who they think that he can give dictates or decrees, and then it's followed. But the belief in authority is literally the belief in slavery. It's that the idea is born in a diseased mindset that some are masters who may set arbitrary dictates enforced by violence, while others are slaves who have a moral obligation to obey the arbitrary dictates set by the masters. That's really what the belief in authority is, and it's a mental construct of an unbalanced, a codependent mind and psyche. And of course, the most dominant manifestation of this world religion of authority is the belief in government. And you still see people thinking that a new guy in office, or, I mean, who are these people? Who is Bill Gates? Who is Fauci telling us what to do and for our safety and security? And people we don't know, known liars who betrayed.
And this Klaus Schwab, you know, I mean, I wasn't really keeping up with the World Economic Forum until the last year or two. And before that, I never heard of this guy, Klaus Schwab, though. He suddenly is treated with authority to explain to all of us how we're going to live from now on.
Yeah. Well, what very wise thing to do.
Yeah, so what you...
As you're saying, it's a cartoon. It's just Clown World. It's a cartoon. If you see that guy, Klaus Schwab, I mean, I cannot even imagine why they put a guy like that on the front line, other than a sort of mockery aspect. It's just ridiculous, this man. But a lot of politicians here, especially now you have the rise of all these green parties in Holland, is the new leader, what we already said in the beginning of the COVID operation, would become... Miss Sigrid Kaag, she's from the World Economic Forum. She's talking like Klaus Schwab. We need this great reset. There's no, we're not going back to normal. She's just a mouthpiece of the World Economic Forum and the climate agenda, of course. It's a huge thing. You see now in Europe all these green parties, which are red parties, full communist parties, rising in power. But that's also the case, sort of. But in Holland, we had sort of the right... The illusionary right has become liberal as well, in a certain way. It's just one of the same. It's all government. I mean, the word government means literally to control the mind. It's mind control, the government. It's just an illusion. But most people believe in it, and they are happy to put their safety, sense of safety, the responsibility, of course, because most people are still acting like children who never have grown up and take responsibility to take care of their own lives. So that's also engineered, of course, to have Big Daddy, the state, abused first these for long in education, no so-called education system, where the brain is being bypassed, literally, the thought process. So, it's clearly an engineered product, this happy slave. But it's going to be more surrealistic, quicker than exponentially. It's going to be surrealistic.
Absolutely. We have a couple callers on the line. We'll take the calls after the bottom of the hour break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Wash it away. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Velderhoff. And let's go to the phones. Let's see, first we have Charles in Florida. Good day, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Richard? And how you doing, Wilhelm? Interesting, something I think it involves Holland. Israel is being called before The Hague. I read in the truthseeker.co.uk for war crimes of vaccine apartheid, they're calling it, you know, in Israel, where the ones that don't take the vaccine are being segregated. Not only the Palestinians are being treated like second-class citizens, but I guess the fellow Israelis that refuse to take the shot. Yeah, you know, and I don't blame them either, because all kinds of bad things, including death, can happen. You know, interesting. I think Wilhelm was talking about Satanism, that Aldous Huxley was a good friend of Aleister Crowley. In 1929, Aleister Crowley was turning Huxley on to using mescaline. I'm told that mescaline, my drug-using friends tell me that mescaline is very similar to LSD in its effects. And LSD wasn't in existence yet, I don't think. It wasn't known.
And tribes knew about psychedelic mushrooms, indigenous tribes primarily, and maybe some in the drug culture. So there was that, but
LSD, of course,
it can be used for good or evil. You haven't expanded mind and potential to evolve or alter the brain more than usual with some of these drugs. So it can be used for positive or negative reinforcement
right.
and education from you or
right.
those with benign intents or for those with negative intents. So, yeah, I can see how that is.
Yeah, okay. You know, Aleister Crowley said, the slave shall serve in his abbot of the lamb, his future world government that he forecast, you know, his regime that would be the Aquarian age thing, first of the age of Isis and the rage age of Osiris. And
mm-hmm. what's here? You know what? What's your? Oh, go ahead.
Star Child. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I just wanted to see if Willem wanted to respond to what you mentioned about Israel called before the Hague. Have you heard about this, Willem?
Yeah, I heard about it, but it's quite sinister in a certain way. The ICCC, the International Criminal Court in The Hague, is a Zionist creation. It's the birth, the child. She called it of Madeleine Albright, her creation. She says it's my child. The International Criminal Court was created after the war in Yugoslavia, which was almost a 100% Jewish war, actually. The whole war cabinet of Clinton was 100% Jewish. All these people in place, including the Germans who were going for this war. But the International Criminal Court, any case which is, and it's Soros funded, by the way, International Criminal Court in Den Haag. So any case which will go there, which is going into against the interests of these globalists, is doomed to fail. It's the, one of the most corrupt courts. I mean, most of it is court, is criminal or corrupt, but International Criminal Court in Den Haag is completely owned and controlled by Zionist powers. And so I don't. It's weird that Israel is going to the International Criminal Court for this. I find it also very weird if I see people from Israel crying out. I mean, it's very sad, of course. It's horrible what's happening there with this Green Pass. But I'm just stunned by people who calling from Israel and then they say, "Oh, this is becoming an apartheid state." I'm wondering.
It already is. People,
it already is. I mean, they
Israel
have
already is apartheid.
They are operating in the
apartheid.
Yeah. So this whole genocide, which is ongoing, there slow genocide, with thousands of Palestinians being slaughtered, so hundreds of children being kidnapped and in legal courts sentenced for years for throwing stones at tanks in an occupied country. It's really weird if you see these people talking. It's getting an apartheid state. And wonder, is that a cognitive dissonance, very deep cognitive dissonance in a certain way? I mean, it's horrible, of course, what's happening with the vaccines and all the stuff, but it's weird if I see that coming from Israel, which is one of the biggest problems in the world, that country itself. But so I don't have any faith in lawsuits at the International Criminal Court. It's just the same if you go ask your government for help or voting somebody else into government. The government is one of the problems.
Did you have anything else for Orwell, Charles?
Oh, yeah, well, Charles. Yeah, Orwell, I think Orwell, would, I don't connect him with Crowley. I haven't found any connection, but... I connect Orwell's idea in 1984 with the Synarchist movement, which was uncovered in Vichy France during World War II. I think the Henry Costin or Henri Costin, the French writer, has written about the Synarchists and the technocrats. It's just the idea of the technocrats, their globalist regime, which is three part in Brave New World or 1984. I'm sorry. You have a globalist regime, East Asia, Eurasia, and Oceania, which is very similar to the Synarchist movement, which had relations with so-called democracies and so-called communism and so-called fascist regimes would all be reconciled in a three-part world government. So I think the synarchist technocrat movement must be investigated. I don't know if Wilhelm has heard of synarchy.
No, I haven't actually. I'm not familiar with that show.
Yeah, or Henry Costin or Henry, he spelled H-E-N-R-Y, Henry, but Henri Costin, like French writer.
Okay.
Diffusion du pensée française, you know.
Okay.
All right, very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. I appreciate everything. That was a great call. Thank you, Charles.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. And next we have Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. How are you doing today?
Yes, Richard. Fine. You asked me to call in earlier this week. So I sent you some information on climate collapse with other stuff in there, too. I was wondering if were you able to forward that to Wilhelm? I couldn't find his email address.
Oh, No. I will, though. I'll be sure to forward it.
There's always a next Thursday.
Okay. Yes. And I could try to grab your call first. I didn't know for sure that you were still planning today. I did see another article at New York at Activist Post pointing out New York Times is stating COVID is here forever, and they have a great list of the treatments. Dave, you were talking a lot about the COVID remedies, which are.
Yeah.
Which have been reported as working. It's a huge list. You know, they include in this article. It's a nice little concise listing of them. And of course, these have all been effective, but they're repressing it. It makes the desire to get these genetic alterations in people all the more suspect. You know, the amount that they're trying to act
the
like
CDC
treatments
is just,
don't even exist.
It's just like the Bible. They say there's only one way.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the CDC is like the Bible. It says there's only one way to heaven. Okay, so not true. There's concoctions put out by McCullough, Dr. McCullough, and Dr. Pierre Corey at the FLCCC. Those sorts of they're engineered to tune it up for people who are really sick. I think that's great, and they're being used. So. That's great news. I was wondering, did Wilhelm have any update? Because the shedding issue is something that can concern us all. Is there a place to go to find out what the frequency of this is? Because people who I talk to say I haven't heard anybody have that problem, and they're going to check with medical people they know. How big of a problem is it in terms of percentage of incidents, I wonder?
Well, I think that's very difficult to determine. Like in the virus, it's just only between 1 or 10% what is being reported, and this even less. There is no data bank where they register these cases, but they are setting it up. Actually, Dr. Terry Sherry Penny is doing this, and also Dr. Christian Northrup. They are creating this data bank because it's massive.
I saw that. Right.
Yeah. So it's not clear. But definitely this is happening, that a lot of people who are in an environment with a lot of vaccinated people get sick, or they get these blood clots and all stuff like bleeding, especially women, apparently, with their monthly periods and all that stuff. It's horrible. So there's definitely something there.
Okay, yeah, we need to look up that website that Dr. Northrup and Tenpenny were forming, and maybe that will be a key point place to look.
Are you on Telegram by any chance?
No, I don't know much about it.
okay.
Is that a communication like Twitter or something? Or
yeah, well, it's like a sort of messenger service, like WhatsApp, but the Telegram is apparently way more secure and independent for what it's worth, but they are all on that, and then you can just enlist in their on their account, and they are posting updates and articles and news about it, all these people. It's a good one, actually. I'm starting to get more used to it.
On Telegram, where would I look on Telegram? I'll try it.
Well, you if you go Telegram Messenger, then you can find it. You can either do it on web, on the line or on a phone, yes. on a device, on his weapon, a mobile smart weapon.
Okay. All right. Thanks. You know, Richard, I also included in that email some very unusual activities that were observed at the Capitol building, even 3 a.m. on Monday after the inauguration, captured on video, claimed to be true and accurate. I don't hear anybody in the alt media talking about it. I wonder if it's valid, and I wonder if it, these sorts of things that are happening around the Capitol, I mean, you got fences, you got unmowed grass, what's going on? Is this a global takeover? Is the U.S., you know, capitulated? I mean, FEMA's already in control to some degree. So that was part of the question in that email. So Wilhelm will get it, and you guys can look at it, and we'll talk maybe next week.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely forward all that to him. And, yeah, I look forward to having you on with him next Thursday for sure.
Okay, well, thanks. Take care.
Bye. Thank you, Dave. Bye. Okay, yeah, no, I'll get that to you, Wilhelm, for sure. And we have Dave in Washington. Hello, Dave. You're on the air. Or Dan.
Hey,
I'm sorry, Dan.
Dan in Washington.
Dan. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, how you doing, Dan?
That's all right. Okay. Just another day at work here. Had a question for Wilhelm about European countries that are least controlled probably by this Jewish money system. I know... if I had to move to a European country that, you know, was the least Zionist, the least under the control, which countries would those be? Because I'm thinking, I know Norway is part of the EU, but they have, I think, control of their own money system still, the kronar. And then Spain has a rich history of kicking these people out and being, they still have a royal family that, the King of Spain, maybe Portugal, just which one would be the best way to go if you just wanted to live in a little country that wasn't ran by these people?
I wouldn't know that, Dan. I think most countries are completely controlled by the same entity. So Zionist ZOC controlled for a long time, especially France here where I live, but also the Netherlands. So it's very difficult to say. Maybe more in the east of Europe, in Hungary, might be an option. That sounds sometimes I hear good stories from Hungary. But I find it very difficult where to go at this stage to give you good advice on that. I mean, most countries have been subjected to this mass immigration here, also the Scandinavian countries, which is causing a lot of problems in the societies, of course. So. That's also something which might become, or might be used, of course, for these end time scenarios and to steer up the hot, turn it into a hot war zone, using these mass immigrants, immigration also for that and division in the countries and the destroying also the white genocide aspect. But I find it very difficult. I wouldn't, I couldn't give you good advice on that at this time.
Okay, yeah, I know. I heard Spain had an arrest warrant out for Netanyahu for war crimes. So some of those countries, and I think Greece, that's kind of why they're attacking some of these countries, because they were more against Zionism in the past. Okay, all right, well, that's pretty depressing, but okay.
We're in the same boat. That's a positive thing.
Right. All right, thanks. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Always great to hear from you. Have a good day, Dan. So, well, we have the last break coming up in just a few seconds, but I don't know. Did you want to respond to that before and after the break here, Willem?
Well, a lot of people, of course, wondering where can we go. I don't think there are many places where you can go. Also, with the coming months and periods to come, I mean, I know some people in Asia who think they're in a good place. But if you're there as a Westerner and things get really bad, you know, if this financial collapse is going to be visible, that's also a huge thing which is on the plank, then you might be in bad place there. Or some countries they turn overnight into totalitarian nightmares from being a paradise. So it's difficult.
Yes. Well, we'll try to sum up after the last break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I'm an old sweet drum. You raise my hopes, then you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in disillusionment.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you anymore.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, with my co-host for Thursday's Wilhelm Felderhoff. Really quickly, in the chat, we had Prester John 1729 with a suggestion to answer Dan in Washington. So Dan, he says, my answer to the caller, well, Dan, if you have the money, try to live in a European independent tax heaven place like Jersey, UK, San Marino, Italy, Monaco, France, Liechtenstein, Germany, Andorra, Spain, etc. Chance in West Virginia. We just have a couple minutes, but great to hear your call. How you doing today, sir?
Yes, hello, Richard. Hello, Willem. Dan from Washington call inspired me to call. I have roots in Hungary. As a matter of fact, my great-grandfather was a mayor of a town in Hungary for a couple of terms, and the president of Hungary in the late 90s and early 2000s was my grandfather's godson. So I have some roots back there. I have relatives I've never met. I was thinking Hungary might be one of the best places at this particular point because Viktor Orban seems to be doing such a great job with Hungary, keeping them afloat and keeping them sane. Can you comment on that particular country, Willem?
Yeah, well, I agree with that. As far as I can judge it, I know some people in Hungary, and they are actually quite satisfied to be there. There is not this tyrannical mask mandates, all that stuff. And you're right, Orban has resisted all the EU, the mass immigration dictates, closed the borders. So some good things are happening there. You can buy cheap land there, and life seems to be good compared to other countries. I don't think Andorra or Liechtenstein or these small tax havens are a good place to go because they have very strict rules, also vaccination. They're quite far with mandatory vaccines in the whole area because it's a small area. So the smaller the area, I think the more easy to control it and to implement these dictates and, of course, these elite...
Like I said, my relatives go back to Hungary till the 1600s. They had to flee when the Russians came in, the late 40s, early 50s, when the Russians came into Hungary, then they had to flee. You know, their property was seized and their farms. But I have a heritage going back to that, like I said, to that country. At the risk of sounding discriminating, I have a line that goes back to the 1600s there, and I was thinking myself of even before it comes time for me to shuffle off this mortal coil, I was considering moving there. And that's all I wanted to say, and thank you for taking my call, and Richard and Willem, have a nice day. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, Chance.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, it looks like we're all out of time, Willem, but it was a great show. Great insights from you as always, sir. Have a great weekend and look forward to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Bye, Richard.
All right, and thank you to all the listeners out there. Please support RBN and stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. By the way, if you look in the chat, I posted the Aldous Huxley letter to Orwell link as well as the list of treatments that are being suppressed. And, well, let's try to press on, folks. We will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.